Hello there, Consciousness Circle members. I'm here to talk to you about Mars and Leo and how it activates that square between Saturn retrograde in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. So you've heard me talk about all of the Leo energy that we're experiencing, how fun it is, how much it's lightening our load in terms of emotion and overthinking and processing coming out of this eclipse season and that Mercury retrograde. But we can't ignore the fact that Saturn and Uranus have an ongoing square throughout the entire year of 2021. So whenever we have any planets transiting all of the other fixed signs of the zodiac, which include Taurus and Aquarius, but are also Leo and Scorpio, we have to take into account what they're going to do and how they're going to bring our attention back to that Saturn and Uranus square. So below this audio, I'm going to leave a lesson that I previously recorded regarding the Saturn and Uranus squares, because I don't want to repeat myself too much in this audio about that. But I do want to talk to you about these combos between Mars and Saturn and Mars and Uranus essentially creates a T-square, a fixed T-square, because Taurus, Aquarius, and Leo are all fixed signs. So let's take it step by step and let's break it all down. So for fixed signs in the zodiac are necessary because they are the signs that allow us to be relentless, committed, and see things through. There are other signs in the zodiac that are of other modalities that serve different purposes. So for instance, while cardinal signs like Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn are known as the signs that get things started, the signs that make sure that what these cardinal signs get started are the fixed signs of the zodiac. So signs like Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius are known for being patient, persistent, and really see things through all the way through, even if just slowly and steadily. Yes, they are of different elements. They are of earth, fire, and air, but the quality of their ability to see things through remains the same. They tend to be very, very patient energies, which again allow them to see far beyond what a cardinal sign can see. It's as if the cardinal signs, when they start something, they pass the baton on a relay race, and then the fixed signs run the rest of the marathon, okay? So Mars and Leo, I'm also going to leave the audio of Mars and Leo below so that you can review that energy and that you can add to what I'm teaching you here. So Leo energy right now, it's showing us integrity, love, what deserves our time and energy, and it's reminding us to stay true to our heart. Leo energy is so needed and so important right now. I kind of wish that it was a longer season because it allows us to really go after what we want at this point. Mars is known as the warrior of the zodiac, as the courageous warrior of the zodiac. So you combine this energy of Mars, the courageous warrior of the zodiac, with Leo, what rings true to our heart? What do we want to commit to from this point forward? What do we truly, truly love? What serves for the integrity of our belief systems at this point? That's what Leo's reminding us of. And so these two energies combined are ready to go, to move, to do, to make agreements, make commitments, get the project started, get the business started, say yes to the person who you want to marry if that's what you want to do. My point is that it's ready to move forward in an extremely committed way. Now, when it comes to create a T-square with Saturn, it technically creates an opposition to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius and a square to Uranus and Taurus. Uranus and Saturn are telling Mars, all right, That's great. You want to move forward. But have you reviewed and gone over all of your bases? Have you checked your checklist? And most importantly, are you aware of the amount of work that this is going to take? Now, on the one hand, if you are venturing on your own with a business, with a project, with releasing your own content, understand that any connection between Mars and Saturn requires physical stamina, it requires commitment, and it requires that you step up to the plate as a leader, because Mars represents leadership and Saturn represents work, okay? If this has to do with a relationship, understand that a committed relationship takes work, and that it takes each person being their own individual, because after all, Mars represents autonomy. It represents being your own individual in a very proud and loving way, because it's still in Leo. Leo represents the sun, and it's asking us, how does your sun, for instance, in Aries shine? How does your sun in Taurus shine? How does your sun in Gemini shine? And so on and so on. So Mars in Leo is asking us, how do we shine in our own self? And the opposition to Saturn retrograde, this is important. The fact that Saturn is retrograde in Aquarius is, on the one hand, what have you learned about that sense of self, about that autonomy, about honoring your sun sign? Because remember, everything in the chart, everything in our natal charts is there to support our sun sign. Our sun sign essentially shows us our purpose, and how we fulfill that purpose is by using all of the other planets in accordance to the higher level of manifestation and how they function together. So Saturn retrograde is asking, what have you learned about that autonomy? What have you learned about that sense of self? Really, since December of 2020 till now, and how do you further develop that from now till October, which is when Saturn will go direct, okay? Now, Mars in Leo square Uranus in Taurus. This is still Mars in Leo. This is still us standing proudly for who we are now, for presenting ourselves with our heart, for our creativity, for what makes us unique, for what makes us want to move forward. The square to Uranus in Taurus shows us that we have a strong desire to break free. Look, this is interesting because Uranus and Taurus by itself, in the times that we're living, represents breaking free Uranus from tradition, Taurus. So as much as we want to break free from what our lives have been before this year, really, we are still implementing this new part of ourselves. We are still learning how to walk on this new path of our lives. Can remind us that as much as we want to break free, that Taurus energy that likes to remain safe can kind of drag us back a little bit. It's like feeling that we take one step forward and two steps back. And look, if this has been happening to you, and I think that it has been happening to a lot of people, considering the shares that people share with me on their readings, and really from personal experience as well, this is about the recognition that as we are getting used to this new path that we're on, that's kind of the dance that we're going to have to do with life for a bit, at least till the end of this year. And so how do you deal with the discomfort of feeling like you're taking one step forward and two steps back? My very humble opinion is that when we take two steps back, or seemingly feel like we're taking two steps back, is that we can appreciate that pause. We can appreciate stepping back a bit and seeing, okay, that didn't work exactly how I thought it was going to work, but okay, so how do I change it? How do I step forward in a better way with a higher consciousness? How do I make a better decision when it comes to this relationship? there's nothing wrong with taking a step back. We've just been conditioned and led to believe that if we do take two steps back, that there's something wrong with us. And there isn't, especially not in the times that we're living in. Remember, guys, we are experiencing transits that we either haven't experienced in decades or we've never experienced before. And when that's the case, it represents a shift in consciousness in the collective, therefore in us individually. And if we are living through a time in which our consciousness is shifting, then it's as if we're being reborn. And it sounds weird to use that word, but it's true. It's true. Think about the transformations you've endured. Think about if you ever really thought you were going to go through those transformations, and think about how you've come out the other side of them, okay? So Mars squaring Uranus can also represent us wanting to move too quickly too soon and wanting to get things done now and wanting to start things now and wanting for things to just make sense now. Thankfully, Saturn is retrograde and reminds us to slow down, that everything happens in divine karmic timing. And this is really important for two reasons. The first one is that Saturn represents time. Saturn, in some astrology literature, is described as Father Time. And time is a man-made construct. Saturn represents man-made constructs, institutions, and powerful positions, okay? The second thing to be mindful of is the fact that while Saturn retrograde reminds us to take our time, Uranus is direct. So when we have a quote-unquote battle of the planets, regardless of whether they're two of the big leaguers like Saturn and Uranus, right? They're kind of head to head when it comes to who is stronger than the other. Uranus being direct and Saturn being retrograde makes Uranus stronger because it keeps moving forward. And look, a square between two planets is always a catalyst for movement and shift. So Saturn is standing in front of Mars. They're in opposition. They're at 180 degrees from one another. They're face to face one another. Here's Mars in Leo. I know who I am. I know what rings true to my heart. I'm only going to do the things that I love and I'm ready to move forward. And Saturn retrograde is saying, okay, did you check the checklist? Did you take care of the responsibilities? So let's say that this has to do with launching your own business or your own project, right? Did you take care of the contracts? Did you take care of price sheets? Did you take care of labeling? Did you take care of packaging? So this is a really silly example, but I'm doing it so that you get what I'm saying with Saturn retrograde, okay? So this is the older, wiser energy having a conversation with the very young Mars. And Mars is saying, yep, I got it. I'm doing it. It's on its way and it's going to be done. And we're going to be out in no time. Come Uranus from a 90 degree angle and pretty much gets in the middle of the conversation that Saturn is having with Mars. And in comes Uranus and says, nope, let's do it now. Let's do it now. Let's move. Because what if we miss this opportunity? What if it never happens again? Think about how exciting it is to start your own business because you're going to liberate yourself from ever having to work for anyone else. And it's going to just happen. Just dream big. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of energy. So with that silly example, I hope that you can place it in a particular part in your life in which you're ready to move forward, but you have to understand that slow and steady is better than too quickly. Because it's one thing to take one step forward and two steps back than to take one step forward and 10 steps back simply because we were impatient, okay? You have to understand that there's an undercurrent of measured caution that needs to always accompany this square between Uranus and Mars. When it comes to romantic relationships, especially because Mars is involved. Mars represents sex. And in Leo, baby, ooh, it's ready to be noticed, okay? Any connections between the cosmic lovers, really between Venus or Mars and Uranus, can create this instant chemistry, love at first sight, you're hot and I'm hot and we should go home tonight together. Okay, it definitely creates a scenario for one night stands, which if that's what you're looking for, if that's where you are in your singlehood, by all means, do your thing. No judgment here. Be safe. Let your friends know where you are. But if that's not where you're at, and where you are at is that you are looking for someone to have a committed relationship with, and you happen to meet someone really between now and the end of July, and sparks just fly, and you're just like, oh my God, this is the person, that's it, I this is what I want, pump your brakes. Remember, Saturn is retrograde. Saturn is telling you, just hold on a second, while Uranus is urging you to move forward really quickly because you want this now. Saturn retrograde is there to remind you, just take it a little slowly and see what happens. See how this really unfolds come August and September, right? As Saturn gets ready to go direct. So this is important information to know because it's active all of this week. It's active next week. And more importantly, it activates the square between Saturn and Uranus. So this struggle between holding space for what was and no longer is, and holding space for the potential vision of what could be, is activated with a lot of excitement, a lot of love, a lot of courage with Venus and Mars coming into the mix. And while Mars especially gives us the green light to act, gives us the green light, yes, to expose your ideas, to present yourself, to put yourself out there, to really announce all of your creativity, your qualities, your talents with pride, not arrogance, because with Leo, we can go a little bit on the arrogant side. Understand that there's still a process. And look, I'll give you a timeline if it helps. We are under the summer solstice opening, which closes when the fall equinox comes in September. So understand that right now you're in a prepping phase that may last till September. But guys, we're practically already in July. This year is flying by, and I'm sure that September will be here in no time. So just remember that what is meant for you does not need to be rushed. This is the perfect time to, yes, begin acting, begin making agreements, begin making moves, begin putting your ideas out there, begin planting those seeds, and use this Leo momentum to really, really get yourself out there. Spark your creativities, collaborate with other people. Again, present your ideas if you work for someone, and have it come from a different angle and from something that serves the greater good. Because come Virgo season, well, maybe not necessarily Virgo season, but come the time that Mars and Venus move into Virgo, all of the seeds that we're planting right now, by exposing them with Leo energy, then we're really going to get down to the nitty gritty and begin working. And next thing you know, guys, it's going to be August and then September. So believe me, by following the transits of Venus and Mars, we are allowing ourselves to get in touch with that which we desire and drives us. Because Venus represents desire. Mars represents the drive towards that desire. And if the two cosmic lovers happen to not be too far apart from one another throughout the entire year, then that means we are meant to use our masculine and feminine energies equally in order to get to that which we envision. It's a really, really beautiful time to stand our ground in terms of what rings true to our heart. Another thing that fixed signs are known for is that they will only do what they love, and if they don't love it, they are not going to do it. I have always admired that about fixed signs. I have a lot of Tauruses in my life. And even as a Leo moon, I can't, it is really difficult for me to choose to only do things I love. Because I have a lot of other placements that, you know, especially my Libra rising, that makes me kind of go back and forth. But that's the beauty about fixed signs, is that I'm only going to do this or be with you if I really love you. Otherwise, you're not worth my time, attention, or energy. And it's not them being rude. It's just them being them. And that type of clarity, which is what we have all been seeking for the last 8 weeks, that type of clarity is what we need right now. So understand that whatever the universe is showing you right now, whatever it is that you're having to deal with right now, it's clear. And that the decisions that you have to make are clear. And that if you are hesitating for some reason, there's fear involved. Because at this point, it has become, again, very clear what we need to do, how we need to take care of responsibilities, and how we need to move forward for that which we want. Hard work is ahead. I will not lie to you. Because look, this isn't just about Mars coming to Saturn right now. No, Mars and Saturn have their own transit. They have their own relationship. And this relationship between Mars and Saturn started last March of 2020, when Mars was in Aquarius and Saturn had just dipped its toes into Aquarius. They came conjunct, and then that cycle will at some point come to a full circle. Right now, they're halfway between their cycle. So Mars and Saturn being in opposition to one another, being at 180 degrees of one another, is saying, what have you learned about what you want to give your time, energy, and attention to since last March? And now that they're face to face, Saturn is asking, all right, so how much work are you willing to put into this? How committed are you really? And I don't want to confuse you, but I have to throw this in. The fact that Jupiter is also going to go back into Aquarius in this retrograde phase means that Jupiter is going to be responsible for us seeing if this dream actually has a base and foundation. Look, if you put in the work, it will. And come Jupiter, once it goes into Pisces next year, you will really see the fruits of your labor. But you have to be committed, and you have to come from the responsible internal adult. The time for processing, the time for connecting, we had that. That was eclipse season. We wanted all the clarity of the world. We have it. It's in front of us. Now, this is when we begin to move forward. This isn't a time to be asking, send me a sign. What do I do? I don't know what to do. No. Things are very clear in front of us right now, and we do know what to do. It's just that if we're hesitating to do it, it's one, we're probably afraid, and two, it's asking a lot more of us than we had anticipated. But if whatever you're moving forward towards, whether it's your own business, your own project, a new relationship, a new job, a change in home, if that is asking you to level up to a different part of yourself, my love, this is showing up in your life because you're ready. You're ready to evolve, you're ready to grow, and most importantly, you're ready to really show yourself what you're made of. Because essentially, we at this point are acting from something that we love. Remember, that's Mars in Leo. We're acting from an inspired place. To be in spirit is to be inspired. To be in spirit is to be in our heart. To be in spirit is to be in our truth. Leo and the sun are energies of truth, the essence of truth. And it has taken us a long time to come to the understanding of what that is. So I hope you find this helpful. Like I said, this is active really all of this week and all of next week. Take advantage of the energy, move courageously forward to what rings true to your heart. And if you need help, always reach out. Always reach out. Have a great day.